This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The safety of the country is on everyone's mind. A few moments ago, I spoke with President Bush's wife, Laura, about Tuesday's attacks.
Bob?
Hello, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for calling.
First of all, tell us where you were Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock.
Well, Tuesday morning, I was just leaving the White House to go to Capitol Hill to testify before the Senate Education Committee to talk about the results of a summit that I'd had earlier in the summer on early childhood education. And as I got in the car, I heard about the first plane, which, of course, at that time we thought maybe was just a freak accident. And then when I got to Capitol Hill and I went to Senator Kennedy's office with Senator Kennedy and Senator Judd Gregg, then, you know, we found out about the second plane. And so we waited there together and until we heard that they were evacuating the Capitol and the White House.
And then what did you do?
And then I was taken to a secure location with most of my staff. Most of my staff were with me because they had gone with me to the Hill for this briefing. And so I was glad to be with them. They're a lot, several of them are quite young women. And, of course, they were fearful. And a few of us are a little bit older. So we were glad to be together.
You've been talking to a number of programs in the last couple of days, and you don't have to do this. Why have you chosen to do this?
Well, I wanted to talk specifically to programs about children, because I think we need to remember now particularly our children and try to limit the amount of time, for instance, that they watch television, so they, even elementary school-age children, not just very young children, so that to try to lessen their anxiety. I think it's a really good time for parents to be especially tender with their children and to also follow a routine, get into their regular routine, because a routine is reassuring to children. So sharing meals together, reading stories before bed, I think it's even more important now that parents read stories to their children, even their older elementary school children, before they go to bed. It allows everyone a chance to relax, and I think it'll help children sleep better. I also think parents should avail themselves of the grief counseling that I know has started all over the country, community-based organizations and mental health associations and churches and synagogues are offering counselors, and I think parents should certainly avail themselves of that and have their children also attend that if they think their children need it. But there are a lot of things that it won't, this won't just be tomorrow or the next day, but the fears that children have may go on for months even. Things that children used to look at with joy, like a plane in the sky, might be fearful to them now, and that's a good time for children, for parents to remember to hold their child's hand or put their arm around their child when they hear a siren or something else that might frighten them.
It's been difficult for parents because children have that nasty habit of asking questions that parents have difficulty answering.
That's right, and I think that's one thing parents can say to children, but they can reassure children that most people in the world are good and most people really care about other people and that they're there for them and that they're going to do everything to keep their child safe. I think those are the words that children want to hear. There are a lot of questions that none of us can answer, why something like this would happen. But I think that's also part of life, and I think that's something that we can explain to children in a way that's appropriate to their age.
Have you and the president have had a talk about what's ahead for the country? He speaks of the first war of the 21st century.
Well, no, not really. I mean, we've been very busy. He certainly, I'm sure, has been talking about that a lot in his in his meetings, but he and I together, when we've been together, have been visiting hospitals, are getting ready to go in a few minutes to a prayer service. Our time has been filled with things that we're doing together. And we haven't, you know, when we're together by ourselves, I think it's a chance for us to try to relax. And so we haven't been discussing those things.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bush.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
President Bush's wife, Laura Bush.